What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the fan hotline, we welcome in Dan Kangurski, covers the Penguins for Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, the Penguins with a trade yesterday. Now, I might get the pronunciation messed up here. Yegor Chinnikov, am I pretty close on that? Does that sound correct?
You're in the ballpark, especially for Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's a
actually, with my Yinzer accent.
It's more Igor than Yegor. Chinnikov. Yeah, Chinnikov. We'll find out today if he's with the team or if not tomorrow. We'll get the exact syllabic pronunciation.
And the Penguins get him in exchange for a couple of draft picks and Danton Heinen, a 26 second round pick, a 27 third round pick, as well as Danton Heinen goes back to Columbus in this trade. Your initial thought on this deal, Dan?
It was not an insignificant price to pay for Chinnikov. That 2026 second rounder they gave up is the St. Louis Blues pick, and the Blues kind of stink. So that will be, you know, a pick probably in the 30s, maybe low 40s. So it wasn't insignificant what the Penguins gave up, but what they get is a young player with a very high pedigree, 6'1", 203 pounds, laser of a wrist shot, can really skate, has some offensive instincts. It just never came together in Columbus. He got frustrated. Coaches got frustrated with him, like a lot of young, great offensive players. The defensive side of the rink can be a problem for him. So, you know, it went sideways. And now the Penguins get a chance with a 24-year-old guy with the world in front of him to see what they've got.
16 goals is his career high. He had that in the 23-24 season. He has also never played in more than 62 games. Now, was that more to do with injuries, more to do with, you know, just kind of falling out of favor in Columbus, being pushed back, or a little mix of both?
Yes. You know, last year he suffered a fairly significant back injury that kept him out for most of the season. But then when he returned, he found he didn't have a lineup spot. Coach Dean Evason basically just shelved him for the final, you know, stretch of the season, which caused a bit of rancor internally. That's when he made the public trade declaration. I think it was July 15th or 17th through his agent, basically saying, trade me right now and hang up the phone. That's kind of what he did.
Do you know if there were other teams interested? Is that why the price was maybe a little bit higher than what you would think for a player with this production?
Yes. You know, when he made the trade request publicly this summer, there were plenty of teams interested. So in terms of the price, Donnie, you had sort of two things working for the Columbus Blue Jackets. One, Chinnikov's pedigree. But two, yes, if the Penguins didn't pay that sort of price, I imagine plenty of other teams would have come fairly close to it. So that there was probably a little bit of a bidding war.
Talking to Dan Kangurski, covers the Penguins for Pittsburgh Hockey Now, the man that runs Pittsburgh Hockey Now, Dan Kangurski. Where do you expect Chinnikov to fit in with this lineup? Does he play up on the second line, or do you expect him to be, you know, bumped in the three or four?
Well, fourth line would be a waste of what you just did, mm-hmm. Right? I really think third line would fit him very well. Just essentially take Ville Koivunen's spot on the kids line. You know, Chinnikov being 24, it's not like he's 30 joining that line. He'll play the left wing. I mean, this is how I envision it. Obviously, Dan Muse hasn't yet weighed in with his opinion on the matter. But Chinakov taking the left wing beside Ben Kindle. Rutger McGroarty can flip over to the right. And now you've got a pretty good line. You know, they've played well, has the Penguins kids line to this point, but they haven't put the puck in the net. Now with Chinakov, you know, you're going to play 14, maybe 15 minutes a night. And, you know, if all goes well, now you've got the scorer on that line that Koivunen was supposed to be.
Penguins play tonight at home, 7 p.m. puck drop against the Carolina Hurricanes. They also play New Year's Day, 7 p.m. against the Detroit Red Wings. That'll be part of a home-and-home against Detroit. Dan, what would you say is the Penguins' New Year's resolution for 2026?
Boy, they should have a lot of them. A lot of different people should have different resolutions. But as a team, I really think what they have to really focus on is cleaning up. They have to red up their house, as you might say, because they have played so well for such long stretches, but not gotten the results because they implode at the wrong time or they just play sloppy. I really am at a loss to explain it other than just some players can't dial into a clean game. That's not supposed to be the way it is. But for the Penguins, it has been, you know, with Erik Karlsson and Chris Letang, the fans, you know, certainly have voiced their displeasure on those topics, right? But if the Penguins can just clean up their game, meet the hockey gods halfway, they're actually going to be pretty good in the second half.
41 points for the Penguins, 37 games in. The only other team with that few of games played in the entire Eastern Conference is Philadelphia, who does have a playoff spot as of now with 45 points. Dan, do you have faith that the Penguins can be in this thing until the end, or how do you think that second half could play out?
Well, yeah, I mean, faith or confidence, those aren't words I generally buy into, because that's not my job, right? I do think they can and should be in this race. The Eastern Conference is so wonderfully mediocre from basically top to bottom. The Florida Panthers would be the class of the field, but they're just depleted via injury. You know, plus three straight seasons of playing deep into June will take its toll. The Carolina Hurricanes are always beatable late in the season and in the playoffs because their style just wears them out. The tank is empty and they're kind of a one-trick pony. So after that, you look at the Washington Capitals, whom the Penguins have beaten and can beat, and the rest of the teams in the East, well, it's, you know, top to bottom. I mean, the best team right now is the Buffalo Sabres of all teams. So yeah, they should definitely be in the race and look, when Sidney Crosby is on your team, you always have a puncher's chance.
How do you grade Dan Muse's job about halfway through his first season?
I think he was a much-needed breath of fresh air, wind of change, and all of that. Got them off to a good start, has given a lot of players the room and encouragement to grow their game. Ryan Shea, Parker Watherspoon specifically, but even Justin Brazeau. You also look at other players, Anthony Mantha and guys who are having a nice resurgence with the Penguins. That speaks well to Dan Muse. Obviously, he will be judged in April by the cleanliness of the Penguins game, like I mentioned a little bit before. If the Penguins don't clean up and the details of their game remain just chaos, well, that's going to reflect poorly on him. So I suppose the second half will be judged there.
Something that Dom and I are going to get into in a little bit, but I did want to ask your thoughts on it, Dan. Looking at the attendance figures across the National Hockey League, when it comes to percentage capacity, the Penguins are 30th in the league, 88.8%. Seven teams are at 100 or more. The Golden Knights fit in 102.4% of their capacity crowd on average. What is the issue beyond, okay, maybe they're not as good as their hot start indicated, But what are some other issues you think with why they can't get people in the building?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Donnie. When I start talking about fans, I get just a stream of Twitter replies or X replies. You don't have to pay to go to games and all, you know, and that is true. There, for a few decades now, there has been a lack of Penguins fan culture, of anything to buy into for the people going to games. You know, Pittsburgh is not naturally a hockey town, so you know, building that hockey culture, unfortunately, in kind of a very weird way, was blunted by having Mario Lemieux, by having Jagr, and then Sidney Crosby and Malkin, where Penguins fans have sort of been conditioned to be fans of a player rather than the team. And now that you've had Sidney Crosby for 20-plus years, God help them. Fans, I think, are a little bit, they're over it, having Sidney Crosby, having Evgeny Malkin. And what's the phrase? You can die a hero or live long enough to be the villain. I think there's some of that happening. Also, Penguins ticket prices are a little bit priced out of whack for the market. And Penguins fans, like I said, don't go for the sport. They go for the player or they go for the winning. And right now, you know, the sales feature is the game and maybe some winning. So it's been a tough slog for the organization.
Our guy Phil on Twitter wants me to ask you, Dan, when Gino is coming back. Is there any timeline there?
It's one of those honey mustard questions. If I knew, I'd report it. He hasn't started skating with the team yet. He's been skating individually, you know, on what Mike Sullivan used to call the injured ice, as if the ice were hurt too. So not until he joins the team can we put really a timeline on this. I just don't know.
There we go. Dan Kingurski, Penguins reporter, Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, thanks for taking the time, man. Have a great new year.
Have fun.
There we go. Dan Kingurski.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.